Outcome 9 says, explain the biblical basis for baptism and the Lord's Supper. All the Bible references are listed in the article. Baptism. Gregory Brown, in his article Church Ordinances Part 1, Baptism, provides an excellent introduction to this topic. He says, what is baptism? Acts 2:41 says, so those who accepted his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 people were added. The people in Jerusalem heard the preaching of Peter, and 3,000 repented and accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. Immediately they were baptized, and added to the number of the church. Baptism in the early church was the first step of obedience after salvation. They accepted Christ and immediately were baptized. This is an ordinance, a command, we are called to follow as believers in Christ. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus said to his disciples, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Although some mainline denominations baptize infants, most evangelical churches only baptized those who have already been saved, as Acts 2:38 says, and Peter said to him, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Stephen Cole makes the following key points in his article, Why Be Baptized? 1. Baptism is an outward symbol and confession of the inward reality of saving faith in Christ Jesus. Acts 2:41. So those who received his word were baptized. Acts 8:12. But when they believed Philip, as he preached good news about the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 10:44 and 46b to 48a, while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. Then Peter declared, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And Acts 18:8 says, Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord together with his entire household, and many of the Corinthians hearing Paul believed and were baptized. 2. Baptism is a symbol of cleansing from sin, not the means of cleansing from sin. Immersing someone in water cannot cleanse them from sin. It is only when we are saved through the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross and personally accept him as Savior that we are cleansed from sin. 3. Baptism is a symbol of our total identification with Christ in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Romans 6:3-5 says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ has raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. At the instant we believed, we were placed in Christ. Our old life ended, and a new life lived unto God in the resurrection power of Christ began. Water baptism pictures this change. Baptism is a symbol of our identification with the church. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, for in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. Cole says that we were not only placed into Christ, we are also become members of his body, the church, Water baptism symbolizes our identification with the church, which took place spiritually when we believed. 5. Baptism is an act of obedience to Jesus Christ, who commanded it. And finally, every believer in Jesus Christ should be baptized. Turning to the Lord's Supper now. Luke 22:17-20. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." And that famous passage in 1 Corinthians 11:23-27, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord." Greg Brown reminds us that celebrating the Lord's Supper is not optional and should regularly be practiced as a personal memorial of Christ's death, unlike baptism, which should only happen once in a believer's life. Bible Study Tools has a very useful description. It was designed to commemorate the death of Christ. Do this in remembrance of me. Secondly, to signify, seal, and apply to believers all the benefits of the new covenant. In this ordinance, Christ ratifies his promises to his people, and they, on their part, solemnly consecrate themselves to him and to his entire service. Thirdly, to be a badge of the Christian profession. Fourth, to indicate that and to promote the communion of believers with Christ. And lastly, to represent the mutual communion of believers with each other. The elements used to represent Christ's body and blood are bread and wine. The kind of bread, whether leavened or unleavened, is not specified. Christ used unleavened bread simply because it was at that moment on the practical table or on the paschal table. Finally, we will do this until he comes.